Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to a Friday edition of the Mark Mosey Show, only right here on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan. It is Friday indeed. I believe it's Valentine's Day. We're going to have some fun. Yes, we are. We had fun yesterday at Daytona. I always have fun with that broadcast. We do that once a year. That's our NASCAR show. Now we're over. We're done. I know the 500's coming up on Sunday. Good luck with that. Makes me laugh. Yay! Getting stuck in traffic on 95. I want to start with this. So yesterday we're at Daytona. And we're having a great time, and we're going over a lot of different human interest stories and a lot of drivers and how they got to this point and their dreams of competing at the NASCAR level, or people that are in the NASCAR level whose dream is to win the Daytona 500. It was a great day. It really was. Well, that was going on. You had the Houston Astros there at spring training in West Palm Beach giving their thoughts to the media when they're asking them, hey, did you cheat? What happened the last couple of years? And then them giving their bogus answers. Here are my thoughts. And this is the number one thought and the only thought that matters after a while. Here's what the Astros are going to have to do moving forward. Because they are cheaters. They cheated for multiple years. That's how they won. That's how they broke through and they won the World Series. And they won multiple pennants. And they won 100 plus games every year. The last 3 years. They're a dominant force and they won championships. Here's what they're going to have to do moving forward. They're going to have to win this year. And they're going to have to win the World Series. They're going to have to break through now that everyone's looking at them. And they can't cheat anymore. And they can't sign steal. And they can't bang on a drum or whatever the hell they were doing. They got to win now to shut up all the haters. All the pressures in the world for them to now win. And look, they're going to be top five, one of the best teams in baseball. Cheating or no cheating. But what they're going to have to do now is they're going to have to win to shut up everyone. And the perfect example of this is in the NFL with the New England Patriots, because they had Spygate and Deflategate. There are all these different gates going out with New England. But you know what New England did? After they got in trouble, after they had their fines and their suspensions, they went out and they kept competing at a high level. And they won championships since those scandals. They've won titles. So there's a thing there of, hey, New England, they did cheat. They got caught. But guess what? They were still good, and they won after they got caught cheating. And that shut up a lot of people in this country. It did. That's what Houston's going to have to do now. Houston is going to have to break through and win a championship without cheating. That's what they have to do moving forward. They got to shut up all the haters, and they got to win a title. Now they got to win. And I said this right when the scandal broke about a month ago. What's weird and sick and twisted with this is now the players in that clubhouse are really going to band together because the rest of the universe is going to hate them and label them as the bad guys. So now everyone in there, everyone in that clubhouse can rally together and say no one believes in us, everyone hates us, and everyone wants us to lose. Well, you know what? Bleep them. We're going to go win now. That's what Houston's going to do. In a sick and twisted way, they're going to rally together and play even harder. They're a great team. And now everyone's going to boo them and they're going to rally around it. That's what's so weird about it. They're the bad guys this year. In wrestling, you call them the heel. There's the face and there's the heel. They're the heel. Every stadium they go to. My brother was asking me this last night on the phone. We had this conversation as I was driving back from Daytona. He's like, are they just going to get booed wherever they go? Yes. Yes, they are. They'll get cheered at home, and they'll get booed wherever they go. They're the bad guys. And the only way they're going to prove that they're a legitimate champion is no more cheating and going on the baseball diamond, getting on that field, and winning. That's what they need to do. That's what New England did in the NFL. Spygate, Deflategate. They kept winning after those. And they proved the naysayers wrong. We can win without cheating. And what's funny with New England and Houston, they never needed to cheat in the first place. They didn't. They didn't need an edge. but it appears they did. New England broke through without cheating and won a championship. That's what Houston's going to have to do now. That's their number one goal this year, is to win baseball games and to shut up people. That's what they're going to have to do. Now, there's still going to be a bunch of people out there who are going to be like, nah, I don't care. They're always a cheat to me. There's always going to be that guy. Always. But they're going to have to rally together. They are. And I love they had to have Dusty Baker up there, who had nothing to do with anything over the last couple of years. But now he's like the manager, interim, whatever you want to call him, of the Houston Astros. He's out there. He's the face. He's answering the questions. Man, oh, man. And I want to say this. Those reporters, those journalists yesterday did their job. That's why you need people like that, to get after people like the Houston Astros. Because what the hell is going on here? We feel bad. We're sorry. We should have done more. That's my favorite. That was Justin Verlander yesterday. We should have done more. Well, when you're winning that championship, no one's like, man, we shouldn't have won this. No, no. We won the title. We're awesome. Yesterday when I was at Daytona, I didn't want to go over that. I want to stay positive. I don't want to sit here on the air 3 hours, 5 days a week, nonstop, breaking down who cheated, who's the bad guy. This is why sports is awful. I don't want to turn you off after a while. I want to make sure you love the sports that you grew up loving, and you'll continue to love them. And look, Houston are a bunch of cheaters. They are, and they got caught, and they look stupid now. I'm happy about that. It's better that we had a whistleblower, and then it came out, and now we know about this story, because we're better because of it. We are, as baseball fans. I'm happy this came out. I'm happy that this is like a black eye on baseball. I'm happy, because maybe baseball can go in a better direction after this. Look, we're always going to have cheating. There's always going to be a new form, always, when it comes to baseball. It's always going to happen. But I'm happy we got this one out of the way. And the one that I keep hammering, and I've been hammering since last fall, there was the videotape from the summer of 2017 where the White Sox are taking on the Astros in Houston. And the White Sox players are like, what's going on here? What is this? How are they knowing all the pitches? What's that noise from the clubhouse? What's going on here? There was a stoppage of play. The umpire's going it over with the Astros. And what I don't get is, and no one can answer this question for me, I don't understand. Why was it able to continue after that? They were caught right there. They got caught right there in the middle of the season. And then for some reason, because of their arrogance, they kept doing it. They're going to keep cheating until someone catches them. And they finally got caught. Why after that video, when the umpires saw what the Astros are doing, why were the Astros doing it one hand on their side, but on the other side, why did the umpires allow this to keep happening? Why did Major League Baseball let this keep happening? Were there other teams that were doing it? There's so many questions here we still don't know, and we're not going to know. And I want to end with this, and then my good friend Graham McGowan of 321 Sportscast is going to join us. He's been a longtime baseball umpire. So we went over this a month ago with him. I want to do an update with him here in a second. You look at the Boston Red Sox. Alex Cora is the bench coach. Houston 17 becomes the manager in 18 there in Boston. They jump. They win over 100 games. They win the World Series. What? What? Then, and this is where it gets interesting. Mookie Betts, the MVP, and their best player. Why does Boston let him leave now? Why was he traded to L.A.? Top five player, former MVP, World Series champion. Why did they let him walk? What is going on here? I saw him on SportsCenter the other day, and the anchor asked Mookie Betts at his presser with the Dodgers hat on, hey, what's going on with the Red Sox story? I don't know if the punishment has come down. What happened there? And I give credit to the anchor. You got to ask these questions. What was going on exactly? And Mookie Betts answers with, you know, we played really tough that year. We played really hard. We rallied as a team. We played really hard. That was his explanation. We played really hard at cheating.
Oh, man.
This is so weird. So weird. And I told you this on Monday. And I told you this on Tuesday. Major League Baseball tried to deflect with, hey, we're going to change up the playoffs. Because they knew there was going to be a press conference on Thursday in West Palm Beach for the Houston Astros. They knew that when that happens, it's going to put a black eye on baseball and it's going to make baseball look stupid and baseball look like a bunch of cheaters. That's why Monday and Tuesday, they're like, hey, don't worry about cheating. Don't think about the Astros. Let's do expanded playoffs. And you notice today, no one can give a rat's ass about expanded playoffs right now. It's back on the Astros. And this story, I know baseball, when we get to opening day, they're going to try and act like it doesn't happen. This story is going to dominate baseball all season long. It is. And it's up to the Astros. And I'm going to end with this. It's up to the Astros. They have to win this year. Because all the haters, wherever they go, are going to say, you're a bunch of cheaters. The only way they can move on from this story is by winning the championship this year, doing it the clean way. Just like what the Red Sox did. I'm sorry, the Patriots. There's so many Boston stories, I can't even keep up. Just like the Patriots, where they moved on from their Spygate, Deflategate, and any other gate, and they won without cheating. That's what Houston's going to have to do. They're going to have to move on. Let's go to break. We'll come back. We'll continue this conversation here on a Friday. Graham McGowan joins me next to break it down.